This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Winter storms have delayed the arrival of some shipments of coronavirus vaccine in Colorado, but state officials say they'll arrive by Monday. Kate McIntyre is deputy director of the state's vaccine task force.
We are doing our best to support providers who have questions or issues with keeping the appointments across the state, and we're actively working with the federal government, local healthcare providers, and vaccine providers to respond to any issues caused by these delays.
Officials say they're confident people who have been promised a vaccine will get one. The state health and healthcare providers have so far distributed about 1.1 million doses of vaccine to Coloradans. A Colorado rescue operation wants to find homes for more than 100 dogs affected by storms in Texas. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Moms and Mutts Rescue in Englewood finds homes for puppies and pregnant dogs. The nonprofit has a branch in Lubbock, Texas, one of many communities hit hard by winter storms. The rescue's director, Aaron Jones, says people will often leave unwanted litters outside.
People in Texas are not used to having weather like this, but then the weather hit and then everyone was in a panic and they were either dumping litters of puppies at the shelter, dumping pregnant moms. One of our partners, they were crawling under houses trying to get puppies out of the crawl space areas before it froze.
The rescue will transport more than 150 dogs to Colorado over the next week, and that number is growing. But so is the number of people trying to help. Jones says they've received about 550 foster applications since Wednesday. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A search dog found the body of a snowmobiler who was killed by an avalanche near Ruby Mountain in northwest Colorado Tuesday. That person's death makes a total of 11 people killed in avalanches in the state so far this season. It's a mostly sunny day for much of Colorado, with more snow in the mountains today and for the start of the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.